USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Officials are assessing the damage from Hurricane Ian, which came onshore near Fort Myers, Florida. Neighborhoods up and down the west coast are flooded, and search and rescue teams are out trying to rescue those who were trapped in their homes. The storm also brought flooding to the Orlando area. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said that her teams are out and have the capability to rescue people from the air as well as the ground. An update from this Thursday morning on Ian in Florida from Governor Ron DeSantis. Ian hit land near Fort Myers as a Category 4 storm. More than 2 million customers are without power. Here's Florida Division of Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie.
The storm still poses a major threat to the state, including Central Florida right now and Northeast Florida.
The police chief in Redding, California, last year increased signing bonuses to $7,500 from $5,000 to attract new recruits. Well, that plan didn't work. So this year, Chief Bill Shuler raised that offer to $40,000, more than half of an entire year's starting salary at that agency. The outsized bonus was necessary, he said, to recruit experienced officers in a line of work that has lost its popularity. Law enforcement agencies across the U.S. have said they are facing staffing shortages as resignations and retirements rise. After nationwide protests over the 2020 murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer, Mr. Shuler said the negative attention brought to law enforcement really started people thinking that maybe this isn't the job for me. An election worker in a western Michigan town had been charged with two felonies after allegedly inserting a flash drive into a computer containing confidential voter registration data during an election in August. This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Hollywood star Arnold Schwarzenegger vowed to fight hate during a visit to the Nazi death camp Auschwitz.
And I was the son of a man that fought in the Nazi war and was a soldier. And one generation later, here we are. We both fight prejudice and hatred and discrimination. All of the things we are fighting together, and we are working together on that. So this is what unites us here today.
Schwarzenegger visited the site of the former German Nazi death camp on Wednesday, vowing to fight against hatred and discrimination and promising organizers that, quote, I'll be back. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are resisting a federal judge's instruction to submit a sworn declaration on whether they believe the government's list of property taken from Trump's Florida estate at Mar-a-Lago is accurate. According to a letter publicly filed by Trump's lawyers on Wednesday, the former president's legal team told senior U.S. Judge Raymond Deary, who is reviewing the materials taken in the federal raid of the Florida property, that they don't believe Deary has the authority to require them to make such a filing. NATO vows to fight back.
NATO announced Thursday it would retaliate for any attacks on the critical infrastructure of its 30 member countries, as it suggested that damage to the Nord Stream gas pipelines off Denmark and Sweden in international waters is the result of sabotage. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.